Boy Scout law was always difficult for me to both say with a straight face and then live every day. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent. My mother often said that my biggest problem was being clean. Dirt seems to find boys, especially me. I would go out and I'd play and I'd come in and I would be horribly dirty. Mother would demand I'd wash my face and that would make a clean spot, then I'd have to go clean the rest so it wouldn't show as badly. So being clean was my mother's opinion, the worst one, but frankly, I had trouble with helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind, especially when my brother was involved. Helpful, friendly, courteous, kind. Are you kidding? With my brother? Well, sometimes brothers are enemies. And therefore, Jesus says to us about that, yes. In Luke chapter 6, which was just read, the following words always gave me trouble. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. Now, these words are not easy. I mean, we expect to be lauded and treated well when we do good. We expect to be lauded and treated well when we speak of Jesus and when we express the love of God to others. We expect to have a good return for that which we do, which is good. But in point of fact, we live in a world that is not the kingdom of God established yet. We live in a world where the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the Antichrist, Satan, all have power and control. We live in the church, in the kingdom of God established here, a foretaste of the coming kingdom of God, an embassy of the coming kingdom of God, in which Jesus will then indeed come and turn into the kingdom of God in his second coming. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ, ambassadors for God, expressing the love of God to the last and the least and the lost. We are called to be ambassadors of God's grace and peace, called to proclaim the good news of Jesus, called to be representatives of God in a fallen, broken, and hurting world. We are called indeed, as the Scout Law says, to be helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind to those who want to do nothing but slap us down. And as a scout, wearing that uniform, I had trouble with that. As a scout, wearing that uniform, taking part in these kinds of ceremonies, I would stand back there and say, it's not right. And guess what, guys? It's not. But we live in a world that needs to hear and receive this kind of declaration. The kind of declaration that Jesus gave in Luke 6, where he said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. And blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And we, the people of God, are called to proclaim this message, despite the objections and opposition of the world. You who are scouts, you're called to live that message too. In every word and every deed, every act, every thought. And it's not easy. But it's a calling that we have, both as ambassadors of the kingdom of God here in this world and as representatives of a community, an organization that proclaims a law like this. We're called to be trustworthy and loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful. Ugh. Okay, I'll do it, God. I'll do what I'm called to do. I will proclaim the gospel. I will be an ambassador for Christ. But I'm going to be angry if they don't receive it. Grumble, grumble, mumble, mumble. Why does the church act the way it does? Why are there people who shoot at each other across the pews, angry looks and vicious words? We can't even behave in the family of God. How can we expect the world to behave? Oh, you mean we've got to be cheerful? Yep. We've got to be cheerful? Yep. The good news is, in the kingdom of God, and in an organization like the Scouts, we don't do it on our own. We do it with the grace of God filling us, with the power of God overcoming the grumbles and the angry looks and stares and the backbiting words and the unthinking expressions and deeds. The Holy Spirit coming in and transforming us, changing us. So that indeed, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. I always had trouble with helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, and cheerful. And I often had trouble with brave, thrifty, clean, we already covered that one with my mother, and reverent. I hear you laughing in the back. She knows the stories. I'll tell a story on myself. When I was, now, you got to realize, this wasn't all that long ago. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, when I was in seminary, I was a very irreverent pre-reverend. And when I was in seminary, I used to get bored sitting in the back of the chapel. And so I and my friends sitting in the pews next to me, we would take out the hymnal and open it and start to rewrite the hymns with words that weren't exactly reverent. We would change the title to the hymns, we'd rewrite the words, and we thought, oh, no one will ever know. These are the hymnals that sit in the back here with us, and we always sit back here. Until one day we had to borrow the hymnals from the chapel, and they got redistributed differently in the chapel. And I realized suddenly that the hymnals that we had been singing from and which we had extensively rewritten are now sitting up there where the professors sit. And Dr. Eford opens his hymnal one day to sing a wonderful hymn of the church, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And he starts to sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and the words are not what is printed in the hymnal. And he realizes what it says, and he turns and starts looking around because he's looking right for me. He knows me, and he knows that I was the one who redid that. And he has not let me live it down to this day. So reverent was always an issue for me, and sometimes still is. Oh, hush. But here's what it says. Reverent. A scout is reverent towards God. He is faithful in his religious duties. He respects the beliefs of others. He is reverent toward God. Now, my friends, that's what we have reflected here in this beautiful passage from St. Luke. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on the account of the Son of Man, that's Jesus. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. Reverent towards God, even in the face of people picking on you and making fun of you. Oh, you're just a Christian. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, you believe in God? You must be dumb. Oh, you're a scout? Oh, you're Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Oh, really? Not according to God. Not according to Jesus Christ. Not according to the only authority that I care to listen to. No, indeed. All right. I want to take the passage a little further today from what the lectionary appointed. But I say to you that listen, Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them in return. Do to others as you would have them do to you. That, my friends, right there, is the Scout Law in action. On this Boy Scout Sunday, and this is something for every Scout, boy and girl, and every person in this sanctuary, member of the Kingdom of God, ambassador of Christ, or soon-to-be recruit, my friends, this is the calling that we have, and it isn't easy. It's not. But it's the calling we have. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Not do unto others before they do unto you. That's the world's maxim. That's the world's law. That's what the world tells us to do. Do unto others before they do it unto you. No, that's not Jesus' code. That's not Jesus' calling to us. But rather, do to others as you would have them do to you. My friends, we have a simple calling as ambassadors of Christ, as members of the Kingdom of God in a world that needs to hear the gospel, in a broken, hurting, and fallen world that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, that needs to hear the calling that we have, and that the Scouts do so very well in their service to the needy and the homeless and those who, in the gathering up of the food that occurred this weekend, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. My friends, we all have a calling. It's a calling that we see reflected in the Scout Law and a calling that we see proclaimed here by Jesus in the gospel. We are called, my friends, to reach out and to be an example of the grace of God for others, a means of grace for others to know the love and the presence of God, a window through which people can look and see the loving presence of Jesus. Sometimes our windows are cracked and dirty and need cleaning and repairing. Sometimes we don't act the way we should. Sometimes we're pretty poor ambassadors for the Kingdom of God. Sometimes the church fails to be the kind of people that they are called to be. Sometimes we do unto others before they do unto us. My friends, the calling we have is to step beyond that, to reach out to God's grace and receive the empowering, sanctifying presence of the real presence of Jesus and allow Him to transform us and clean and repair the windows that we are called to be so that people can look in and through us and see the grace of Jesus. My friends, my brothers, my sisters, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. Allow God's grace to so overwhelm you, so empower you, so transform you, that everything you do and everything you say is an example of the grace of God for others. And if you fail, and my friends, you will, if and when you fail, tell God, tell Jesus you're sorry, repent of the failing, and ask Him to transform you and empower you anew so that you may represent. You ever thought about that word representation? It means to represent, to present again, so that you may present again the grace and the love and the presence of Jesus to all whom you meet. Jesus' words today ring loud and clear both for those in the Boy Scouts, those who work with the Scouts, those who work with Girl Scouts, those who work in any form of service ministry, those who labor in the kingdom of God in the church, and they all overlap, my friends. The words of Jesus speak to us clearly today. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Hear those words. They're hard words. They're as hard as the Scout Law. Hear those words. Without Jesus, you can't do them. Without the love and grace of God, you can't do it. Depend upon God. Depend upon His presence. Truly be reverent to Him and to His calling on your life. And live the kind of life that expresses the grace of God to others. Be ambassadors for Christ in this world. That's a word for all those who serve.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.